Now, back to the open MRI of Wall High School football game of the week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Coming up at the end of tonight's game, of course, our Clees Bar and Grill post-game show, in which we'll present the Clees Ocean Trophies Player of the Game. Gets a nice trophy from Ocean Trophies, a $25 gift certificate from Clees in Seaside Heights, as well as breakfast for two at the Next Door Cafe. That's what one young man will win tonight. 12 minutes left, at least, here at Joseph J. Boyd Memorial Field. Central trailing Barnegat 9-7, but on the move.
This one's certainly up for grabs, and Central will stay with this package that has Hardy going back to the quarterback spot. Drumright operating at a wide receiver. Split out near sideline to the right. Hardy takes the snap, runs off the right side, makes a nice move of the line of scrimmage, then cuts back against the grain, gets to the 30 to the 25, and he is tackled from the backside. A long run that time, and finally, Hardy kind of took off a little bit quicker than he has most of the night and explodes for a 25-yard pickup.
I think that's the first really big running play Central's had all night.
I would agree.
Told you they shouldn't throw that hitch pass anymore.
It's still there, man.
Yeah, well, Hardy has moved to the backfield and is running the Wildcat like Tim Tebow should do for the Jets.
Nah. Drumright and Bowen split out this time wide to the right. It's Hardy in the backfield at the quarterback spot. Gets it. Hands off, first man through. Robert Martinez works forward, picks up about two. Stoma on the tackle. It'll bring up second and eight. We've ticked off a minute here in the fourth quarter.
We didn't give that update from Toms River North. Mike Basile, the touchdown maker, has scored for the Mustangs, and that one is 14-12. I believe they went for two, did not make it. 14-12, Toms River North, midway through quarter number three.
This time it's Drumright back at the quarterback spot. Central wants to throw. They flare to the outside. Wanted Bowen, but the overthrow incomplete. Clock stopped with 10:39 remaining here in the fourth quarter. And a third and eight coming up.
Well, wide open. A little bit too hard on the throw.
Would've, though.
I agree. Move him in a little
exactly.
bit. A little closer to the
center. I mean, make it easy.
Center. Yep. He does put some mustard on the ball, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's a big, strong kid.
Yeah.
He's got to learn a little more on touch and things like that, but
yep,
he will.
6'3", 200 pounds. Both quarterbacks here tonight,
yeah.
Pretty good size.
Yeah, back to Hardy, though, now.
Hardy's got Martinez in the backfield to his left. Gets it, starts left, now comes right, trying to get to the corner. A lot of white jerseys there, and that play never really got going. Tackle made in the backfield. Loss of about a half yard.
Barnegat did a nice job that time, Matt, stringing that out. Yeah, it seems like we've had a lot of these fourth downs, like right in and around the 25, 30-yard line that teams have gone for. I don't think we've had one conversion on fourth down.
Tight formation.
Yeah, they're going for a field goal.
They are trying
I didn't see DeRose sneak in.
This will be almost it'll set
39
up
39-yarder.
39-yard field goal for Austin DeRose.
Yeah, they're going to think about this one.
Now a timeout has been taken by Central. 9:41 to go here in the 7, the advantage for Barnegat. Pat Moran, we'll keep it here. Pat Moran had kicked Barnegat to this advantage, and now Central will try and take the lead back with a field goal.
Now, I think DeRose's only field goal of the season is the one he kicked
opening
in week
night.
One, opening night on the last play. It was like a 27-yarder. This is 39, and, you know, that wasn't all. You know, he did not exactly boom the extra point through. This looks like, now, you know, listen, Vinny Casale knows what range he has. This is probably about the outside, you know. I don't see, and Ed, you can tell us on the field. The wind is more like across the field, right?
Yeah, it's going from Central to Barnegat bench, you know. So he's going to have to aim this one probably at the right upright to have any shot.
Left-footed kicker who will kick from the right hash mark.
Not the ideal position for a lefty.
Fake, maybe. High snap, good hold. Kick is up.
No chance.
No chance. Short and was drifting off to the left. So Barnegat will get the football back here with 9:34 remaining, and they lead it 9-7.
Maybe. I think the snap threw it off a little bit.
Yeah, it was a high snap. He did well to get it down. Was that McGinnis?
Tom Clark is the holder.
Tom Clark, I'm sorry. And it probably would have been good from maybe, I'll give him 32 yarders, but needed 39.
Well, now the pressure goes back on the Central defense to kind of keep it this way.
Lakewood has scored again. They lead 19-0.
Wow.
Over Jackson Liberty.
How about the division might come down to the Pinders and the Griffins, huh? How about that?
I don't think many people would have picked that
before
the season. Erskine back on here. First and 10 from the 20-yard line. Expect heavy doses of the ground game here from Barnegat. We've seen most of the night. Santiago gets the carry and gets back to the line of scrimmage. Not much more than that. Maybe a half-yard pickup. We'll call it second and a long nine. Mike Yeager on the tackle.
Boy, it's been a very strange game, you know, as far as the offensive coordinators have been concerned.
Yep.
You know, with just not so much bad calls, just the type of calls that have been called.
Erskine back to the shotgun this time. Give is to Santiago again. He will work his way forward out over the 30.
Actually,
he's
going to
be enough for the first down. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's Erskine. It. Yeah.
Erskine had it. Tackle made by Ambrose Powell.
Nice job of second and third effort by Erskine that time to get the big first down, to get it out of the shadow of their end zone. They've got the ball now on the 31-yard line, so that was a huge first down for Barnegat.
Keeps the clock moving with 8:35 remaining in the fourth quarter. 9-7 Bengals have the advantage, and now Barnegat will have to use a timeout. 8.5 minutes to go. We step out for 30 seconds. Barnegat 9, Central Regional 7. We're back right after this with more of the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Fever, catch it, watch it on Arnold Avenue in downtown Point Pleasant Beach.
8:30 to go here in the fourth quarter. First down and 10 for the Bengals of Barnegat. They have the ball at their own 31-yard line, leading 9-7. Sinjin Erskine, first start of his Barnegat career, gets the snap, runs up the middle, takes it to the 35, maybe the 36-yard line. Matty Bowen, on the stop.
Good hands by Erskine that time, Matt. As you saw, the snap was on the ground, and he basically picked it up and still got positive yards. They're having a difficult time stopping Erskine in this second half.
I think if you're Barnegat, they're going to be just content to try and run it, move the chains a little bit, and get a couple of first downs here.
Agree.
Second and 5 after that 5-yard pickup from Erskine. Stays in the shotgun. Slot receiver combination set. Near sideline to the left. Erskine will keep it. Come forward off the left side, get to the 38-yard line. A gain of 3 to bring up a 3rd and 2. Jesse Brown on the tackle.
Big 3rd down here, guys.
I'm going to put it in my best ball carrier's hands.
I'm going to think they're going to do the same thing. They're going to ride the fullback and then
Erskine keep it.
Yep.
It's number 43, Ed Santiago, in right now, the 5'8 senior. And will be able to move chains here and keep the clock moving with 6:54 to go. Right at their own 45-yard line, the tackle was made. And a fresh set of downs. And the Bengals right now just content to keep it on the ground.
Remember, Central had to waste a couple of... Only have one left. Barnegat also only with one left. But not only are they picking up first down on 3rd downs, meaning that the clock is running and the down situation is taking some time off the clock.
Well, Willie Jacobs, the defensive coordinator for Central, his group's got to make a play.
First and 10, Erskine stays in the shotgun. Single back off to his left. It's Santiago again. And Santiago will again get the carry. Run off the right side. Take it to the 47-yard line. Jaeger on the tackle. Gain of about 3. Scoring update for you. Point Beach leading Keensburg now 40-0.
Stunning is every game has been a blowout. I mean, they're not just winning. They are just pounding teams.
Chris Gula has kicked a field goal for North, 17-12, Toms River North. Good football game up in Marinerland.
Pitch to the far side. It's McGinnis getting it this time. And he'll go into his own team's sideline. Run out of bounds at the Central 48-yard line. It'll bring up a third down and a long two, we'll say, with 5:35. Only thing he did wrong there was run out of bounds. Kevin, you mentioned Point Beach outscoring their opponent going into this week. They've scored 229 points. They've yielded 64.
And they've already got 40 on the board, right? So,
and a lot of that 64, Matt, has come with the seconds in the game because almost every win has been a blowout.
Erskine giving direction out to Anthony House, the near side wide receiver. Straight eye formation this time. It's McGinnis to get the carry up the middle. He'll have a first down. Chopped down at the Central 36-yard line by Tom Clark. Now 5:28 to go in the fourth quarter. And the Bengals are on the move. They're doing two things, keeping possession, wasting the clock, and now moving down towards what could be a deciding touchdown.
This is an impressive drive. Where they start with about 9 minutes to go.
And this is where if you're Central, you want to put 9 to 10 guys in the box because you know Barnegat is not throwing the ball.
Split wide receiver set and back to an eye look as Erskine will go up under center. He'll hand it off again to McGinnis up the middle. Breaks the plane of the 35, gets to the 33-yard line, gain of about 3. Bring up a 2nd and 7, couple of scores. Pass along. Middletown North leading Marlboro 27-7. Middletown South leading Freehold Township 35-12. End of the third, Colts Neck 24, St. John Vianney 6.
You know, this is a situation here where one first down would just about do it for Barnegat because of the timeout situations.
Slot receiver combo off to the left side.
They got to hustle this one off.
Back judge counting it. Erskine gets it off. Hands off up the middle. Again, it is McGinnis. He will spin his way forward, be a yard shy of a first down. Take it down to the 26-yard line.
You know, Ed made such a great point, though, on this drive. There's been about three or four third down conversions, yep. So it's just moving more and more clock. I mean, we're under 4 minutes right now.
For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7TheHawk.com.
Out of 3 minutes remaining. Apologize if we just had a quick technical glitch. Central has used a timeout to try and slow this thing down. What you just missed was a good run up the middle for Barnegat. They have it first and goal right now from the Central 7-yard line. 2 minutes and 50 seconds remaining. Ed, Golden Eagles have stopped the clock, but a touchdown here would all but Bowen will make the tackle. A loss of about 2 yards back to the 9. It brings up 2nd and goal, but again, Ed, Central with those lack of timeouts can't stop the clock.
No, can't stop it anymore. By the way, Mike Basile has scored again for Brick Memorial, and they take a 18-17
Central. And Barnegat leading 9-7. Erskine under center, single back, the pitch to the outside. It will be Santiago to get it. Dancing out to the far side and stacked up with a 6-yard line. Gained about 2.5 yards. It'll set up 3rd and goal.
This is 7 minutes or so. They've had the ball every play on the ground.
Yeah, and they're going to continue to run the ball. No
Absolutely.
Passes at all on this drive.
I got a question, guys. If they don't get it here on third down, do they kick the field goal or do they go for it?
I go for it. I don't
do
kick
too.
A field goal.
It doesn't do much for you, right?
No, it does not.
Well, it doesn't allow
takes the field goal out of play.
Yeah, but that's a long shot.
Yeah.
Split wide receiver set for Erskine, letting the clock wind itself down. We're at 80 seconds. Back judge is counting. Erskine sees it. He will hand off here to Santiago, dancing off the right side, dives forward. Did he get in? He did. Touchdown, Barnigan. So
that
won't need to go for it on fourth down anyway. On third and goal from the five, Santiago punches one in, and Barnigan now leads it 15-7.
Well, I tell you, he did a nice job when he first got the handoff. There was nowhere to go, and he kind of cut back and found that seam. Now, this is a huge extra point. This makes it a two-score game and all but locks it up.
Moran on for the extra point. Missed one earlier. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up this time, and it is good. 16-7 with 72 seconds remaining. We step out and take a 30-second timeout with the Bengals up by 9. We're back to wrap it up in the fourth quarter right after this. You're listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Now, back to the Open MRI of Wall High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And tonight's game brought to you in part by Patricia Romano of Remax at Barnegat Bay. Visit soldbypatty.com.
That Point Beach game has now become final, 40-0. I like when my family's involved. My uncle at that game. My uncle Rick and texting along.
And meanwhile, Brick Memorial has taken the lead from Toms River North 18-17.
About 10 minutes to play in that one. To the second line. Ball picked up here and then dropped quickly. It was fielded on the bounce by Central. And the Golden Eagles now in some major trouble. 67 seconds left. They trail it 16-7. And barring a quick score and an onside kick, Central about to fall to 2-3. Barnegat about set to improve to 3-2 and keep alive chances for a B-South title.
Did they be three? What are they in the conference?
They will be 3-1.
Okay. Need some help along the way, but plenty of football left.
First and 10. Drum right. Flares to the outside. Bowen makes the catch. Gets to the 30-yard line.
Out of bounds.
Dancing his way forward. Stayed in bounds.
Yeah, and he actually tried to stay in bounds, but they're going to stop it. No, they did stop it. Out of bounds.
Measurement. Maybe that's why.
It wasn't out of bounds.
No, they gave him a first down. They stopped it because they reset the chains.
Right.
Yeah, he did. He actually pulled the ball back in to keep it in bounds.
Now the clock moving. 50 seconds remaining. Drumright gets it. Again looks for Bowen. There's the catch made at the 40-yard line. Gets forward to the 45. Again staying inbounds.
No, that time
got out?
Yeah, that time he reached the ball the opposite way and definitely went out of bounds.
Out to the 45-yard line. Kevin, where was that play?
Could have been doing it the whole second half.
Yeah, I agree, Kevin. Exactly. We saw it. I guess it's easier when you're up top watching.
No, you're right. He is the guy to me that you got to get the ball in his hands.
Yeah,
he's a playmaker.
Bowen, just a sophomore. Flags coming out here.
The big guy.
Yep.
A little anxious. Probably a little tired too. Remember these guys.
Zach Andrews. He's the little one of the two tackles. He's 6'3", 308.
308, and yeah. Madden is.
How about taking those two guys to an all-you-can-eat buffet? Oh, they do some serious damage.
They close the place.
To the outside. It's Hardy to make the catch in Barnegat territory. The 41-yard line.
Got to get up and spike it.
The clock continuing to move here now inside of 30 seconds. Now down to 25. Referees putting the ball down. They will snap it with 15 seconds now.
Boy, taking too much time.
Drumright has it, looks, goes to the near side, Bowen catches it, going to try and run out of bounds, and he will, but with 5 seconds remaining on the clock.
Smart play. He had some room inside, but knew he had to get out of bounds to stop the clock. So this is coming down to the last play right here, although Central needs two scores to take the lead. So looks like Barnegat will get the W on the road.
5 seconds remaining, barring a penalty. This should be the final play of the game. Drumright has three off to his right. Single man up top to his left. Gets the snap. Here comes pressure. Let's one fly towards the end zone. It is up, deflected down, incomplete. And Barnegat wins the football game. A big win for the Bengals on the road. They take it 16-7.
Barclays Barn Grill Ocean Trophies player of the game will be senior Pat Moran from Barnegat. Pass, kicked a field goal, added an extra point.
We'll step out and take a timeout. We'll make it a two-minute break. We'll come back and wrap this one up from Boyd Memorial. 3-1 now in Class B South. They win it 16-7. We're back in 2 minutes.
Your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Whole lot of stuff to do in the postgame show, but let's send it quickly down to the field. Barnegat a winner, 16-7, and Ed Sarluka standing by with our player of the game.
Well, our Cleese Ocean Trophy player of the game, they call him Kathy. He's the grandpa of the team. He just told me his nickname, which I'll never let you live that one down. Pat Moran from Barnegat. Pat, big game tonight. You did it defensively, offensively, with the big catch in the first half. And then, of course, the foot, a big factor in tonight.
Yep. Awesome game. I mean, we came out, grinded it out, ran it on the ground, and they couldn't stop us. Big push.
You know, playing with the two new guys in the lineup for the first time, what kind of lift did that give the Bengals?
I mean, we're happy to have them out there. And, I mean, they came out. It's their first game of the year. A little jitters, but, I mean, they did a job. They did the job. St. John running the ball, and Sam, obviously, you know, getting a huge push for us.
You know, the second half, you basically controlled the football game on the ground. Give some credit to that offensive line.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I personally still think they're the best line in the Shore. We had to fix a couple things up, but, you know, they're doing it.
They might be the biggest, that's for sure.
They are definitely the biggest. They are definitely the biggest. And probably one of the best, I would say.
So tell us why they call you Pappy.
They say I've been around for so long, I need to graduate already.
Well, you got a lot of games to play before that happens. Oh, congratulations on this one. Right back in this B-South race.
We are. We're coming to get it. Defending the title.
Defending the title. Winners last year, Pat Moran from the Bengals. And let's bring in Robbie Davis real quick here. Robbie, big win for you tonight. Get you right back in the division race.
It was a big win. We emphasized how big of a game this was. Having two new kids come back, we try not to overplay it, but every time you turn a newspaper, everybody's talking about it. But, you know, we're a real young team that needed this win. We had a lot of guys out, as you saw. Hopefully they'll be back next week. And big win. We need that's big power points and get us right back in that divisional race.
You know, I said to Pat, Moran, our player of the game, that the offensive line just took control, especially on that last drive, tremendous drive. I believe it was a little less than 8 minutes.
21 seconds, that's what our coaches said. Yeah, we put it in the game in on our offensive linemen, and our running backs stepped up, and real proud of them. That's a good football team right there. It's going to win a lot of games, and, you know, that's the way B-South is going to be all year.
You know, St. John got some good size, but your backs are kind of, small back there. They ran tough tonight.
They're strong. That's one.
Mention them.
Yeah, Tyler McGinnis, a sophomore. Eddie Santiago, a senior, stepped up for injured A.J. Opry. We had our H-back, which is Kevin Hoffman, another sophomore, and they were a main part of our offense. So they did a nice job. They're strong kids that work hard, and it's nice to come out with a win. Nice to come out with a win.
Well, the topsy-turvy B-South division, tough Lakewood winning tonight, kind of a surprise over Jackson Liberty, shutting them out, as a matter of fact, in the fourth quarter. So how do you see the race coming down near the end here?
You know, right now we're just going to go back to Barnegat, and then I'll let things fall into place a little bit. Everybody's good. Everybody's good, and we can't take anybody for granted.
Well, congratulations on this one. Always nice to have a win on the road.
Thank you.
Rob Davis, the very successful head coach of the Bengals of Barnegat. Matt?
All right, Ed, appreciate it. Great job by you down on the sideline tonight. Pass a couple of scores along to you that have become final. including Point Beach knocking off Keensburg by a score of 40-0. Middletown South gets a win as the Eagles go to 4-1 on the season. They beat Freehold Township 41-12. That big game involving, obviously, Toms River North and Brick Memorial has North on top now, 23-17 at last check. That game
18,
in the fourth quarter.
23-18.
23-18, excuse me. Toms River South leading in their game against Jackson Memorial by a score of 12-7. In terms of any other score that we have not passed along to you, that's kind of it. Everything else, it's been a while since we've gotten some more updates from some other stuff, but obviously we will talk about all of this stuff, Kevin, next Thursday night on our Thursday night high school football show that we do each and every week from the Water Street Grill.
That's right, the Barnabas Health High School football show. But a little before that, of course, tomorrow, Monmouth University football on the Shore Sports Network. The Hawks at Cornell, 12:30 kickoff on 1160 and 1310 a.m. Sunday, of course, Jets football, Jets and Colts. From MetLife Stadium. That is a 1 o'clock kickoff. That one, of course, right here on 105.7 FM, the Hawk. And then, of course, us back at it next week. Of course, you can check out Shore Sports Network, not only for our complete schedule, but all the great stuff we put up there with the help of Scott Stump. Daily content update there, helping you follow the great game of high school football. Matt, before you wrap it up, our special thanks, as always, to both coaching staffs, Vinny Casale from Central Regional, Robbie Davis from Barnegat. Special thanks to our hosts here at Central, who were great tonight and very gracious, including Superintendent Dr. Tommy Parlapanides. We really appreciate them making us feel so welcome.
You bringing fries home with you? You still got a couple kicking around over there?
No, unless you want to take them
all
and throw them in the microwave.
All done?
Put them on the hood of the car or
all
something.
Right. You got some stuff maybe on your face. Though,
come on!
As we say goodnight here, we had a good good one here for you tonight. Barnegat gets a big win. They beat Central 16-7 for all of us here at Friday Night Football. Lauren Bajica, Andy Chase back in the studios. Brad Burascano here. Ed Sarluka down on the field. And Kevin Williams up here in the box with me, Matt Harmon. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Monmouth University football. And next Thursday night at the Water Street Grill, we'll do our high school football show. We'll say goodnight here from Boyd Memorial Field. The Bengals get a win over the Golden Eagles. You've been listening to an open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Thanks for listening to the open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk. Put your trust in physician-owned and operated open MRI and diagnostic imaging of Wall, the Shore's premier medical imaging provider.
Participating sponsors of high school football are Cleese Bar and Grill on the Boulevard in Seaside Heights. And for breakfast, the Next Door Cafe. Ocean First Bank, here for you since 1902 with extraordinary community banking. Yolanda's River House in Ocean Gate. Gold Fever, Catch It, Watch It, in downtown Point Pleasant Beach. Bayville Auto Care, from tires to major repairs, on Route 9 in Bayville. And Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers, part of Barnabas Health. Every day, extraordinary.
Follow high school football all season long on the Shore Sports Network. For the latest news, information, and our broadcast schedule, log on to shoresportsnetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.